a little pocket knife you just bring into them. Are you ready? I don't feel it yet. I'm waiting for the message. I don't get the message. Now I got it.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome to you to Silk Call Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and this evening's guests, Alec Templeton and Carol Richards. And now, with the circus season swinging into high gear, let me call your attention to the center ring, where on the high wire you will see that spectacular, hair-raising, breath-stopping, death-defying singer of songs, Bing Crosby.
Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack, pink lemonade, cotton candy, Alka-Seltzer.
Ah, you're so right, Ken. The circus season is here, and I tingle with anticipation, getting under the big top again.
Again?
Sure, in my youth, I worked for a circus, you know, one summer.
Well, I didn't know that, Bing.
Oh, certainly. Well, I had so much sawdust in my blood at one time, I had to take anti-termite shots.
That don't show much, huh?
Late laugh from the band.
Yeah. Were you with a big circus like Barnum and Bailey?
Oh, no, it was a small outfit. Schmullowitz and O'Hara.
Oh, Schmullowitz.
Schmullowitz had a lion, O'Hara had a tent, so they went in business.
Must have been a very small circus.
So small, our fat lady weighed only 114 pounds.
She must not have been very fat at 114.
She was only 2 feet high.
Oh, I see.
But I did pretty well with the circus, Ken. For evening performances, they'd shoot me out of a cannon.
Oh, Crosby the human cannonball.
Yep,
huh?
I got 2 cents a mile in traveling expenses. I'd probably still be with the circus if it weren't for Margarita.
Oh, tell me, who was Margarita?
The tattooed lady.
Beautiful.
Last I heard of Margarita, she still had all her tattoos, and she was a model for hand-painted neckties working for Ori Kelly.
Well, Bing, these incidents from your past that you tell me that pop up from time to time make me believe that you've really lived.
Fecklessly. But now the rhythm is... quite a word, you know. Let it go big. Around Long Island, you know. Now the rhythm airs are sliding down the high wire to join me in a revival of a big tune,
Everywhere You Go. Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you. Everywhere you go, skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. You bring the roses out of the snow. The whole world says hello.
Everywhere that you go,
sunshine follows you.
Everywhere that you go,
skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. Bring the roses out of the snow. The whole world says hello. Everywhere you go.
Very, very nice, Bing. thing with a man.
Bubbly.
Everywhere you go. Say, that reminds me of the Philco Portable.
You mean that powerhouse Philco Portable that people take with them everywhere they go?
That's the one. Well, Bing, now that spring is here, you'll want one everywhere you go. North, east, south, or west, wherever you're headed, folks, you'll get a bigger bang out of your trip or vacation if you head for your Philco dealer first and pick yourself up Philco's sensational 607 portable radio. It's the greatest performing portable you ever bent your ear to. And it's a must for good radio reception if you're traveling to those faraway places. Lakes, woods, or mountains, on boats, trains, or planes, the Philco 607 pulls in more stations and tunes them sharper and clearer, too. Needs no special aerial, either. It's a real ball of fire, folks, loaded with power, to give you powerhouse performance on its own Philco battery or on AC or DC. Yes, everywhere you go, Philco's 607 Portable is a real performance champion. From the world's largest radio and television manufacturer, Philco, the leader.
A young lady from Rockford, Illinois, who seems to be heading straight for the big time, is our first guest of the evening. Very pretty, dark-eyed brunette who, after singing with several of our big-name bands, has gone into the business for herself as a song sales lady. She has a fine voice, slick style, really a nice delivery. Her name is Carol Richards. Come out and curtsy for the customers, Carol.
Thank you very much.
Certainly nice of you to flip into town from the club bingo in Las Vegas to be with us tonight, Carol.
Well, it was even nicer of you to ask me.
What are you going to sing for us, Carol?
Well, I thought I'd do again.
That's a tune that was in the Ida Lupino picture about 2 years ago.
That's the one.
It's had a singular history. It didn't get very far until just recently, and now it's enjoying a big build. Well, it's a lovely song, and I know you'll do a wonderful job on it, Carol. You want to go on this side or that side?
This side.
Get over here and you can watch the leader and sing. Pretty.
Again, this couldn't happen again. This is that once in a lifetime. This is the thrill divine. What's more, this never happened before, though I have prayed for a lifetime that such as you would suddenly be mine to hold as I'm holding you now, and yet never so near, mine to have when the now and the here disappear. What matters, dear, for when this doesn't happen again, we'll have this moment forever, but never, never again. What matters, dear, for when this doesn't happen again, we'll have this moment forever, but never, never again.
It's been darn near a year since we last played host to our next guest of the evening. Due to his immense popularity all over the world, he's been so busy with concerts that we haven't been able to tie him down long enough to coax some of his piano magic and humor into our Philco show until just now. Happily, here's the whimsical wizard of the 88s, Alec Templeton.
Hi, Bing.
It's nice to have you with us, Alec. Just what the Philco show needs, a real touch of class.
Oh, I don't know, Bing. You've had a lot of very fine classical artists on your show.
Yeah? Give me one, for instance.
Well, you've had Dorothy Kirsten, John Charles Thomas, Ezio Pinza, Oscar Levant, and Phil Harris.
Hey, how'd you get Phil Harris in there?
I like to keep Levant in his place.
You know, Alex, I was thinking all classical music is wonderful, but it doesn't seem to me that it's marketed correctly.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you take Rachmaninoff, Bach, Beethoven, and Wagner, all those guys, why, their stuff would be as popular as Buttons and Bows, Woody Woodpecker, or Sunflower, if the disc jockeys would just get behind them, work on them, push them, drive them.
Big, you ought to know, you know, you're a disc jockey now for that fine, minute-made, fresh, frozen orange juice.
Oh, yes, thank you. Good stuff, too, eh?
Why, it's wonderful. I always keep my Philco freezer full of it.
Well, that takes care of everything, I guess.
No, not quite everything.
There's something more?
Yes, what? You haven't mentioned your new picture, Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court.
My new Paramount picture. And I'm getting to that. You know, Alec, if they had a disc jockey in King Arthur's Court, all the music from those days would still be alive and be kicking around today.
Yes, just imagine what a disc jockey in those days would have sounded like. Presenting a Connecticut disc jockey in King Arthur's Court.
Hi, all thou lackeys and lassies. Welcome to another session of the Knights of the Square Table. Yes, sir, and a couple of yea verities. Dost thou diggest me?
Yea, man, thou art a solid knave.
This is Bing and Alec coming at you with a sack of solid shellacs that'll sizzle your armor and make your castle snap its moat. But before we twirl the first pie, we want to remind all you bouncing, bebopping Britons that this portion of your platter party comes to you with the compliments of ye old Boar's End Drive-In.
And remember, ye old Boar's End is located just across the street from ye old Boar's Head.
Right. Knights, just trot in on your horse. You don't even have to dismount. Our horse hops will serve you. Simply lift your visor and they'll snap a tray full of food on thy helmet. Now, varlets, let's get to ye music. We have a request for Mel Torme, ye velvet fog. But instead, we are giving you Alec Templeton, ye scotch mist. This is Alec's sizzling platter of I Took My Harp to a Party.
Oh, I took me harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play. The others were jolly and arty, but I wasn't feeling so gay. Now they might have said, play us a tune we can sing, but somehow I don't think they noticed the thing. I took me harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play, so I took the darn thing away.
Thank you, Alec. That was a real armor denter.
Now, folks, here's Buddy Bing Clark and Doris Carroll Day in their latest waxing direct from the Tallow Works, a sentimental ballad entitled I Like Kissing.
I like kissing.
I like kissing.
I don't care for running or racing.
Kissing is more embracing.
Oh, you can't beat kissing.
To show how you love each other,
We want everyone in the audience tonight to stand up and kiss one another. What happened? That should be the theme song of People Are Funny, huh? Thank you, and thank you, too, Carol. Yep, Alec, if there'd been a disc jockey kicking around England in those days, tunes like those would be big today.
Maybe so, Bing, and I suppose if there was a disc jockey around when Bach, Beethoven, Brahms were hot, well, he might have done a show something like this.
good evening, ladies and gentlemen and peoples. Also, dachshunds. This is the Liederkranz Broadcasting System. And now, here is your singing disc jockey, der Bingo Krosmeier.
Ach, und Dongerchen.
Ja, no joshing.
This is Der Bingle, your platter pilot, dropping the dialect and reminding you that this program is brought to you through the courtesy of Hockenpupper's sauerkraut. The sauerkraut that shouldn't happen to a hot dog. And now, folks, for a surprise this evening, we have a special guest, that up-and-coming composer, Ludwig van Beethoven.
Yeah, that's me.
Nice of you to drop in, Ludwig. How are you?
Very talented.
Ludwig, you are one of the most prolific composers in Europe. I understand that you have already written 32 sonatas. Tell me, how did you do it?
It's easy. I use carbon paper.
Well, Lud, what have you written lately?
Oh, a beautiful work from my fifth symphony I play you. It goes like this.
Thank you. That's very beautiful. I enjoyed it. Very nice. Thank you. Very lovely. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Step already, the music.
Well, I had to put my finish on it.
Better yet, you never started it there, Mark. Anyhow, thank you, Ludwig van Beethoven. And now we have another up-and-coming young composer with us today, a young man from Italy. What's your name again, bud?
Giuseppe Verdi.
Oh, yeah. Joe Verdi, huh?
Verdi.
Yeah, Verdi. Hello, Joe.
Buongiorno, Bing Crosby. Buongiorno, Bing Crosby. Delighted to be on your jockey show. Buongiorno, Bing Crosby. Delighted to be on your disc jockey show. Your disc jockey show. Your disc jockey show. Signor Crosby, I'm delighted. Delighted to be on your disc jockey.
That's a nice little 32 bar hello, isn't it? Say, Joe, I hear you just knocked out another cute little opera called Aida. Please, Ludwig, I'm trying to interview Joe here now. Will you please?
Ah! Mein error!
And now, Joe, what about your latest composition?
Oh, I have just written a beautiful melody. Listen to this.
Say, that's very catchy. In fact, I think it's caught some. Well, I love that, Joe. Play some more of it, hmm?
Away places, strange sounding names, far away over the sea, far away places with a strange sounding name are calling, calling me. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of a train. I pray for the day I can get underway and look for those castles in Spain.
Fiesta, signori.
I'll be a dreamer. Well, maybe I know that I'm burning to see those faraway places with a strange sounding name calling, calling me.
Far away places calling me.
Kinder, if you are listening, you have just heard Far Away Places from the opera Whatever Happened to Andy Hardy? The Bingo Crosmeyer was on the vocal, and Joe Verdi, the composer of Aida, was at the piano.
Ah, Aida, that is singing music. Ah, it is not good. This is music. This is Bishop's Master. Yes. Or is his by Miss Gallery?
Ludwig.
Oh, hey.
Ludwig.
This is music.
Thank you, Jimmy Durante.
Which brings us right up to the present day.
Well, Bing, I don't think we should get out of this operatic mood yet. What about our own opera?
Oh, the opera.
The opera commerciale.
Oh, forgive me, Alec. A thousand pardons. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we take you to the Alec Trick Opera House. For further details, here is our impresario, composer, and commentator, Alec Templecross.
Our opera tonight is Opera Commerciale di Filco. But now I see the house lights are lowered, and here comes our conductor, Giovanni Scotti Trottorini, and in a moment we will hear the overture. Signor Crosby, have you heard the news?
No, no. What goes, Signor Pepperdoni?
Tis news of a marvelous new refrigerator.
Oh, refrigerator, refrigerator, tell us more, tell us more.
Ah, a Philco refrigerator that man talks about on the air.
Oh, what man?
Oh, what is his name?
Wait, think.
I can't remember.
Tis I. My name is Carpenter.
Ah, he's going to talk on Philco. I feel it coming on. He's going to talk on Philco.
Ah, this man is real gone.
They're ready and waiting. Mr. Carpenter, if you please.
This wonderful Philco full-length refrigerator gives you full-length refrigeration all the way to the floor.
Yes, yes.
With its snack box, crisper, and freshener locker, it's something that the ladies will adore.
Yes, continue.
This model 1095 has a built-in freezer with zero-zone temperature. It's the first true full-length refrigerator.
Don't keep us waiting. Don't keep us waiting.
Every inch a refrigerator.
Oh, dear.
More capacity with no increase in size.
Ah! A little flat, but is that so? Then elaborate, Mr. Crosby, as only you can do in typical ballad form.
Oh, Philco Refridge. Philco Refridge. Much added space, you'd ought to race right down to your ever-loving dealer. Philco Refridge. Philco Refridge. Foodstuffs galore, right down to the floor. The lettuce lots crisper, and room for much more in your Philco refrigerator.
Philco Valley is terrific.
Philco really is terrific. From Atlantic to Pacific, people say it is terrific.
But don't you think it is terrific?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Then it really is terrific.
Very true. Very true. Long live Philco Refrigerator. Long live Philco Refrigerator.
South Pacific, here's Ballet High. This should be on television because my wardrobe consists of a seersucker suit, a Malacca cane, and I'm holding a palm frond.
Bali High may call you any night, any day. In your heart, you'll hear it call you, come away, come away. Bali High will whisper on the wind of the sea, here am I, your special island, come to me, come to me, your own special hopes, your own special dreams bloom on the hillside and shine in the streams. If you try, you'll find me where the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me, Bali High, Bali High, Bali High. Someday you'll see me floating in the sunshine, my head sticking out from a low-flying cloud. You hear me call you, singing through the sunshine, sweet and clear as can be. Come to me, here I am.
Before we all hop a slow boat to ballet, I'd like to thank Carol Richards for her charming assistance this evening.
Oh, I loved it, Bing. Thank you.
You were fine. And Alec, you were your usual wonderful self.
Thanks, Bing. Who's your guest next week?
Well, Alec, why don't you drop in? We've still got a lot of touches to cut up.
Yes, we can cut up some touches we haven't even touched yet.
And you know, Peggy Lee might come over, too.
Oh, that's swell.
Good night, folks, and thank you very much.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors and Bing's guests, Alec Templeton and Peggy Lee. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.